This is Dairy Radio Now with Bill Baker.
The National Milk Producers Federation is drawing a hard line with marketing a product called animal-free dairy milk. Joining us with an update is Chris Galen. And Chris, we've discussed in the past fake milk like almond or soy, but never a fake cow. And National Milk has some obvious concerns over this.
Yeah, so when you talk about fake dairy products, we have a new contender out there that has drawn the focus of National Milk recently, and that is basically a product that purports to be milk that is actually cultured in a laboratory. So it's not based on plant products. It's not something from an oat or an almond. It's actually a dairy protein that's cultivated in a lab, and it's put in a product called Bored Cow, B-O-R-E-D, Bored Cow. And they're saying that it's animal-free dairy milk, which sounds really confusing because obviously if you think that something is animal-free, you can't have it be dairy milk. But that's how they're marketing it. So recently, National Milk sent a letter to the Food and Drug Administration protesting the way this product is labeled, because it's very important that we draw a hard line here, Bill, that these lab-grown products, whatever the technology used, but they're coming out of a laboratory, that they not be able to use dairy terms. It may be milk today, but it could be ice cream, yogurt, or cheese in the coming months and years. And the bottom line is that these do not in any way fully imitate or duplicate the great complexity and the nutritional profile of real milk. And that was our message to FDA recently.
Talking with National Milk's Chris Galen about the latest fake milk products to hit the shelves. And Chris, aren't the federal standards of identity already in place to take care of issues like this?
Well, it's funny, Bill, and I have to laugh, is that, yes, the standards have been on the books for years, and I've mentioned them to you several times, that milk is defined as the lactation of a dairy animal. And what's happened now because of the evolution of science is that you can take the genetics of a whey protein and duplicate it in a lab, so it's not coming from a goat or a sheep or a cow type of dairy animal. It's not coming from any animal at all, and that's the concern. And yet they're taking it, they're blending in sweeteners and some nutrients and other things, food additives, preservatives, and calling it animal-free dairy milk, emphasis obviously on milk. Well, one protein does not real milk make. We know that in the case of cow's milk, you've got several different types of proteins, you've got carbohydrates, you've got fats, and so all these things have to be added artificially in the laboratory to come up with this product called Bored Cow. So all this has been in our message to the FDA, which is that they really need to say enough is enough, that something that doesn't come from anywhere close to a barnyard is not able to call itself milk, because if this is allowed to happen in the same way that we have now oat milk, almond milk, soy milk, and so forth, then you're going to continue to see the erosion and consumer confusion around whether or not any of these products have any real milk at all, or whether they're coming from a dairy farm versus a laboratory.
What's the best way for those in the dairy industry and consumers to address this issue and to make their voice heard?
Well, so right now the feedback would basically just be writing to the FDA. But the other thing that's happening in parallel to this, this gets back to the whole issue of plant-based products, Bill, and that is until the end of July, the FDA is taking public comments on its guidance on the labeling of the plant-based imitators. So that's where a lot of this process started decades ago, the soy, the rice, the oats, and so forth. And the FDA put out a guidance on the labeling of those, and we have basically told them that where they're headed is not a good place, where they would allow things like oat milk or almond milk to retain that labeling. So that's our message, and the FDA will be hearing hopefully from other people by the end of July on that. But the other issue, obviously, are the products made in laboratories, cell culturing. Bored Cow is just the start, it's certainly not the finish. So on both these fronts, we really need FDA to play the role that it should be of regulating and going by the guidance that's been on the books for many, many decades that define milk as an animal product, not something from a plant, not something from a laboratory.
Thanks for the update, Chris. Chris Galen is Senior VP of Membership Services and Strategic Initiatives with the National Milk Producers Federation. More at nmpf.org.